persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Freedom Network, and we have with us one of our favorite guests this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Our guest is here.
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
How are you, Carol?
I am just wonderful. How are you doing this wonderful California day?
I'm doing fine. Carol Matriciano, of course, is just back from London. She's been over there encouraging people to watch her new DVD, Wide is the Gate. Wide is the Gate. And, of course, it's basically talking about the misleading New Age religion, which has infiltrated Christianity and, of course, is leading people away from the truth. With all of its manifestations, whether it be the emerging church or the labyrinth or so many false gospels that have infiltrated the church as they change the music and the message of our church, and remove any discussion of the relevance of what's going on, to move towards the New World Order, prophesied, certainly in scriptures. But, of course, we're not talking about the issues that are going on. We're not talking about the wars. We're not speaking out against torture. We're not speaking out against what's going on. And, of course, so much religion today is entertainment, rather than, of course, an understanding of the spiritual significance of the events that we're living through. So with that as a background, Carol, you pick up the story of Wide is the Gate and why this is so important. 200 minutes of a gripping presentation. We've watched it through, and it's well worthwhile watching several times.
Thank you, Carol. Dr. Stan. Yes, this five-part series has been a culmination of about 20, 30 years of work. I'm sure you remember when it was the mid-80s that I made my first film called Gods of the New Age, exposing this very same topic. And Gods of the New Age, at that time I wrote a book and a movie called basically calling Christians to the attention of this New Age religiosity, the spirituality that was coming from the East, that was on the fringes of our churches at the time, but very much sort of gaining foothold into society. And the new age was, of course, the old, old-fashioned, the old age philosophical, spiritual idea from India, from the East, that God is within you, that you are divine, that you have what later got termed as human potential to be able to do whatever you want through visualizing, through just thinking in your mind what you want, and you can have it. And today we see this kind of thinking absolutely full-blown in our churches. It's called the health, wealth, and prosperity movement in our churches, and you can put on any so-called Christian TV channel today and hear these false teachers telling us that this is the gospel, that indeed whatever you want, you can have. Just visualize it, that you are, that you must have health, that you can have wealth, and all of this is plugged into a type of Eastern pagan thinking. And in the mid-60s, we made this movie called Gods of the New Age, showing that the godmen from India, the gurus, the yogis, the teachers that teach yoga, were coming into the culture in the 60s through the drug culture, through the flower power people, through the peace movement, and bringing in their ideas of being able to experience God in altered states of consciousness. And sadly, even though it was on the fringes of many sort of denominations, we never thought that the day would come when we would see this kind of thinking inside the evangelical church. Now, the evangelical church is sort of notoriously known for following the Bible, for being grounded in the Word of God, for having a very biblical perspective on everything. So once one discards the Bible and the truth in the Bible and goes to an experience and thinks that by closing your mind, by practicing yoga, by getting into various rituals, whether it's labyrinth walking or beating drums or lighting candles or in any type of ritual to get into the presence of God, we start getting deluded, and these kind of ideas are part of pagan heathen thinking. So this film, Wide is the Gate, 20 years later, examines the counterfeit church, looking at all these different belief systems that have come into particularly the evangelical church, moving from Protestant backgrounds. I get emails every day, Dr. Stan, from different groups of people all across the board on different denominations saying that this emergent teaching is coming into their Lutheran church or their Episcopal church or their Anglican church, or it's been quite steeped in Roman Catholicism for a long time, but now coming into what we would have thought were very Bible-based churches, where the pastors are turning to reading various different authors that are perpetuating this kind of Eastern experiential religiosity. So we examine all of this in part one of the 40-minute examination expose, if you will, of this 200-minute long program divided into five parts. And the one part is the counterfeit church, and then the second part is actually looking at biblical Christianity and seeing what is biblical Christianity, examining its roots. And then we've got the third and fourth part about going back to India in the 60s, looking at the culture in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and seeing the transformation of this Eastern mysticism coming into our medicine,
all the
into
thoughts,
our health
all
programs,
the thoughts. We'll be right
into
back,
our
Carol.
School programs.
All the thoughts.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Carol, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, we were talking about Wide is the Gate, the emerging new Christianity, this 200-minute-long volume one of a multi-part series, and got lots of wonderful guests on there, total experts in their field, people that have come out of the New Age, have come out of occultism, have come out of any of the various denominations and delusions, really great authors like Warren Smith and Ray Jungen and Roger Oakland, Mike Gendron, Jason Carlson, Eric Daumer, Brian Flynn, all sorts of experts, authors in this field that are all talking about the emerging new Christianity. And what we try to explain in Volume 1 is the way that this Eastern mystical thinking has come into our schools, identifying itself as an education program, education enhancement. It's coming into our healthcare, promoting itself as a program of wellness and fitness and well-being. It's in, of course, the media, where it's promoted in movies like Avatar, promoting the green earth, the new environmental movement, new spirituality, evolution. All of these ideas, and people get surprised because it's a huge, encompassing way that the lie is conditioning mankind to introduce a spirituality that is completely against biblical Christianity. But, interestingly, these New Agers use the Bible to give themselves credibility. Now, Oprah Winfrey is one of the mega celebrities who's greatly influenced thousands, millions of people through her New Age guests, and one in particular, let's say, Eckhart Tolle, just one of the guests who comes in and meditates with Oprah and promotes the idea of a new earth, new Eastern mysticism, says that the Christ is within us all, and of course Oprah believes that as well, that Jesus is that we are the divinity of Jesus. Jesus is in us, that Jesus really came not to die on the cross for our sins and set us free from the dominion of darkness, but in order to teach us that we have Christ within us and that we are Christ's divinity walking and talking. So here is Eckhart Tolle promoting this idea with biblical verses and using the Bible to give his message credibility. And many of these gurus that came from India in the 60s would say, they would take verses from the Bible and say things like, be still and know that you are God, which is, of course, a total misrepresentation of what Psalms is saying. When Psalms says, be still and know that I am God, God was saying, be still, stop your human effort. Let me do it. I am God. Know, trust in me that I have control of everything. So this idea of now motivational speaking, psychology, the human potential movement to know that you are God and therefore you can do all things comes in insidiously into the church through false leaders today, Dr. Stan, that actually call themselves evangelical Christians. And we see that as a great example in Rick Warren. So Wide is the Gate, our new DVD, is helping people to understand where this teaching came from, where it's coming into, what its purpose and agenda is. And it is really, this message, I am so thrilled to say, is flying out the door as people are just having their eyes opened with this particular message. And, of course, we've got Volume 2 coming next year, but let's get into Volume 1 first.
Well, it's fascinating. My wife and I have watched the entire 200 minutes. That's 3 hours and 20 minutes. Great guest, great presentation, very clear. And there are 5 40-minute presentations. Very well done. And it's so vitally important you understand that Christianity is under attack today. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. It is organized, and certainly Oprah Winfrey, the last segment, deals with Oprah. And her goal, her purpose, is to change the message of the church. That is why she's constantly being built up by the controlled media. She goes from CBS to NBC, to be sure that they are able to corrupt our entire population. This is what it's about. The media is controlled, and Oprah, very likable, you know, very funny, very talented, is the high priestess of the new age, bringing us all sorts of false teachers and telling us that they really have a message for us. And they do have a message, and we need to avoid it in all terms. And under all circumstances, because there is power out there you can tap into, but you do at the risk of your eternal soul. Go right ahead, Carol.
Yeah, that's the thing that, of course, we're being given a counterfeit to the biblical God power. So, and everybody wants power. Our lives are breaking around us. The divorce rate is growing. The crimes are growing. The economy is falling around us, the world seems to be going to pieces, and people are trying to grab hold of any type of power. And they're being given this Eastern mystical idea of going within and meditating on the divinity within you so that you can have an altered state of consciousness to be able to sort of cope with all of this. Whereas the biblical God's message, Jesus's message, is that I will never leave you. I'll be with you in the crisis. Turn to me, follow me, and lean on my strength, lean on my understanding. But the new age, the emerging church, the emerging new Christianity is saying, go within yourself to find this power within yourself and be able to advance it, if you will. In our movie, Wide is the Gate, The Emerging New Christianity, we interview one of the top former ex-top teacher in the Tony Robbins motivational speaking movement. And she was able to manipulate hundreds of thousands of people through Tony Robbins' teaching of the human potential within us, tapping into this human potential to be able to have prosperity, to have good health, to have wealth, et cetera, through your own power. And I had the privilege of leading her to the Lord some years ago and watching her life change as she realizes the power of the Lord, the authentic power, but also understanding that she used to have a gigantic power, but being able to see that it came from the dark side, from the supernatural world that deludes and tells lies. Seeing the change in her life, Dr. Stan, has been incredible. And it's just basically because she's been taken out of the domain of darkness and brought into the domain of light through the blood, the work of Jesus on the cross, through the blood of Jesus, through his forgiveness for sins, his washing us clean. And she now gives all credit to that, where, as once upon a time, she would have said it was her own human potential and mind. But we see these people not only in the Tony Robbins of the world working out there in the secular field, working with corporations, huge corporations that are turning to this type of supernatural grab of power, but we see it coming into the church through people like Joel Osteen, who is teaching hundreds and thousands of Christians to help themselves because God only helps those who help themselves. And then, of course, through people like Rick Warren, who calls himself an evangelical pastor, who is Time Magazine called him one of the most influential, the top 25 most influential evangelicals, second to Billy Graham. And here we have Rick Warren with his own church in Saddleback, who is able to influence his congregation of 28,000 people, not counting the 40,000 satellite churches and pastors who have plugged into him through his purpose-driven movement. So we get all of this teaching. And here, Rick Warren, at the beginning of this year, started something called the Daniel Plan of Well-Being. Because Rick Warren wanted to lose 90 pounds, he encouraged his entire congregation to listen to his three expert doctors who he called in for wellness and health. And these three doctors are teaching New Age methods. These three doctors come from different faiths to the Bible, biblically based Christianity. One is a Muslim, Dr. Mehmet Oz, who was climbed to fame through Oprah Winfrey. The other is Mark Hyman, a Jew, who is very influenced by global, bringing together global medicine and global thinking and the oneness of mankind through various different meditative practices. And then the third is a mystic Christian. He calls himself a Christian. He goes to church, but he's actually rooted in Western mysticism. This is Dr. Daniel Amen, or Amen, and he promotes he openly, and on his website, and by the way, all these websites were linked to Rick Warren's Saddleback Church. Once upon a time, they've disconnected the links, but these three doctors are well entrenched in Rick Warren's program. And between them, they practice Kirtan Yoga, which is what Dr. Amen practices. He actually teaches the followers to say the word Satanama, and Satan is, of course, Satan, S-A-T-A-N-A-M-A, which in Hinduism you worship the femaleness and the mother of the mother divinity. So Satanama is what you say when he advocates holding your fingers together in a yoga position and meditating on this word, repeating it again and again, 12 minutes every day, in however many times you can. And so these three doctors between them promote Japanese Reiki healing, which calls in spirit guides from the other world, the supernatural world, to come into bodies and heal you. And in our movie, Wide is the Gate, the Emerging New Christianity, Ray Jungen discusses how many millions of Reiki masters there are. I believe the number is 44,000 in America. I'd have to check that again, but anybody can check that, Google it in. These Reiki masters that people are coming to that call these supernatural beings to come into your body. They lay hands on the patient and invite these supernatural masters to come in and heal the patient. So basically it's helping people become possessed of deities. They call them deities and powers, but the Bible calls them demons. So these doctors between them promote Reiki, Japanese healing, Kirtan Kriya Yoga, various different types of meditative yoga, which advances what's called the Kundalini power or the serpent power, that is said to lay at the spine of each person, which can be stimulated and aroused by visualizing yourself being able to raise this power so that you can eventually know your own divinity. Well, fancy Rick Warren bringing these type of New Age doctors who are connected with people like Deepak Chopra and many of the guests that Oprah Winfrey has had on her New Age promotional TV shows. And here is Rick Warren, an evangelical pastor who should be influencing people to read the Bible and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in his fullness, now turning to these Eastern methods. It's tragic.
Well, unfortunately, Christianity is under attack today, and if you're not discerning, you're going to be taken in by it. And it's exciting when you're in a church like that that's growing and has all sorts of fascinating new programs, but they are designed to take you away from the scriptures, away from God's promise. And there is power out there that you can tap into. It really works. It'll give you fame and wealth and fortune, but at the cost of your eternal soul. And the message is the message of Dan Brown's book, The Symbol, The Lost Symbol. If you read it, you'll find the secret. You are God. And that is Lucifer's Lie. We'll be right back. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, and I guess this morning, Carol Matriciana, her DVD, Why Is the Gate? We carry it. We think it's important. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a question or comment, our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Carol has lots of wonderful DVDs. Carol, would you like to tell our listeners how they get in touch with your website and with your ministry?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's under Caryl Productions. I spell my name C-A-R-Y-L, Caryl Productions, and they can log on to www.caryltv.com, C-A-R-Y-L-TV.com. And some of the topics that we've talked about today, we've made DVDs on these topics. Last year, we released one, actually it was the year before, on yoga, where I went to the East to ask those who taught yoga, the yogis of India, and they said very clearly that yoga and Hinduism are synonymous. There is no yoga without Hinduism, and there is no Hinduism without yoga. And I said, well, in the West, you know, where the people are saying that you can practice the exercises and the positions and the stretches without the spirituality. And so this DVD, Yoga Uncoiled from East to West, gives their answers where they say that it is absolutely impossible, this new hybrid type of religionity that is trying to separate itself from its Eastern roots, is lying at its very basis. At best, it's a bad lie. At worst, it is turning people to an Eastern mystical worldview without them even realizing. And last year, we made a movie on Islam, talking about the Islam rising, and interviewed various former terrorists who explained what Islam is, gave their from their own personal experience of being involved as terrorists, as child bombers, and that how today the Quran, the new activists, the new Muslims try to say that it's a religion of peace, and they try to separate the Quran from acts of terrorism. But very basic, very foundationally, the Quran is all about killing those who will not subjugate themselves to Islam. And Islam means subjugation, that you have to be a converted Muslim. You cannot not convert once you become a Muslim. In fact, they even say that Jesus was a Muslim. But we have to. Their belief is that you have to get everybody back to their roots of understanding that foundationally they're Muslims. And the idea is to bring in Sharia law, so that all are subjugated under the one world, under the Muslim leadership of Ummah, or world domination. And how are they doing this in Europe and in USA is in our DVD, Islam Rising. And then our latest one, Wide is the Gate, is about the emerging new Christianity, where this new global thinking is coming in through religion, through education, through medicine, through health programs, through the media, through entertainment, and will not attach itself to its real identity, which is Eastern mysticism, the idea of God is in everything, everything is God, we are God, the divinity of God reigns within us, and that we are all one, and we must embrace each other as one. It's the new idea, new globalism, that we must all work together for world peace and harmony, and that all faiths believe in the same God. Well, of course that's not true. I mean, one can only look at the Muslim God and see at the top of all the mosques where the moon, the crescent moon, is worshipped, the moon God is worshipped. Well, that is not the same God as the Bible, and that is certainly not the same God as Hinduism, that believes that all paths lead to God. So, you know, the idea when Rick Warren is working on his peace plan and saying that we as evangelical Christians need to work with people of all faiths because all faiths have to blend and come together and we all worship the same God, who is Rick Warren kidding? I mean, Rick Warren should know better. He calls himself an evangelical Christian. Well, he should know the difference between the God of Islam, the God of Hinduism, the God of the Bible, the God of the Old Testament, the Judaic roots. I mean, he needs to see all of this and clearly explain what it is instead of confusing the issue and getting into the political arena, which is, of course, what all this is about, to bring the kingdom of God on earth, that all religions need to blend together. And the Bible says that this is going to usher in a one-world leader that the Bible calls the Antichrist. And unless Christians get discerning about it, they're going to be very confused. In our movie, Wide is the Gate, The Emerging New Christianity, we interviewed a young lady who'd been at Rick Warren's church for 9 years. And she explains that even though she thought she was a Christian, she was only taught the gospel according to Rick Warren and could never challenge it or didn't even want to. She 100% believed it until somebody gave her a Bible and asked her to compare the teachings of Rick Warren with the teachings of the Bible. And even though she was in a Christian church, she admitted that they never read the Bible. They didn't carry the Bible into church. They weren't taught on biblical principles. So today we see the apostasy, which is what the Bible predicted, that there would be a falling away from the faith. People are calling it a great revival, but it's not a revival because the Bible doesn't say there's going to be a revival in the end days. The Bible says there's going to be a falling away in the end days. And that's what we're trying to explain in our 200-minute long, Wide is the Gate, with five parts. Each part is 40 minutes and self-contained and can be shown at any gathering because they are self-contained. Or, you know, of course, one can see the whole thing in one night, which I've heard people are even looking at it throughout the whole day because they can't stop watching it. So that's good news.
Well, I think the important thing for people to understand is there is an organized, coordinated effort to bring about a one-world government. But behind that is a powerful spiritual force that wants to bring about a one-world religion, where we join Christianity and Christian teaching with that of the East. Of course, that would be Hinduism and Buddhism and shows this is really what's so clever, as they bring Indian meditative practices into our church under the guise of yoga. And, of course, by opening your mind to the demonic forces, they're quite willing to come in. Your life will change. It may even appear to improve as far as wealth and all these other things are concerned, because there is power that can be tapped into from the dark side, but you tap into it at the risk of your eternal soul. So people don't understand there is a battle going on today for the souls of men, and we're losing it because so many of our ministers have embraced these Eastern projects. Our number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins, in business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, our guest this morning, Carol Matriciano, her DVD, Wide is the Gate. Wide is the Gate, an excellent overview of the subversive influence within the Christian church today. If you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. But you must understand that the enemy realizes you can't destroy Christianity by attacking it from without. It just strengthens it. So what you do is you infiltrate it from within. You get your people into the seminaries, and you teach the ministers a different religion, and you begin to undermine their faith and bring in what science has taught. And after all, a science wouldn't lie, or would it? Has science been infiltrated by those who would destroy Christianity? Is there a conspiracy against Christianity? And I can assure you there is. They know exactly what they're doing. The last thing that I want, though, is for the Christians of this country to understand how truly diabolical the forces are that have progressively undermined teaching of the scriptures and changed both the message and the music of our churches. And it's not accidental. They brought the pagan rock music into our churches. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Well, Carol, Cindy, I'm really pleased that your new DVD, Wide as the Gate, is getting wide acceptance.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's been over 2 years in the making. It's got some wonderful, wonderful experts that have been interviewed, that are contributing their wealth of knowledge and expertise, their authors and speakers that have been doing wonderful work throughout the last few years. And I'm so appreciative of giants like Warren Smith and Ray Jungen and Johanna Michelson, who wrote The Beautiful Side of Evil, Roger Oakland, written Faith Undone. All these people are contributing to Wide is the Gate, the emerging new Christianity, a five-part series on Volume 1. And, you know, it's such a shock because Roger and I wrote our first book. Roger Oakland and I wrote our first book some 25 years ago called The Evolution Conspiracy. He used to be a biology teacher that promoted evolution, and when he started realizing the problems in that, and he had been quite influenced by our movie at the time, Gods of the New Age, and he and I got talking, and as I started showing him that the foundation of evolution is a faith-based, not fact-based agenda, the faith of Hinduism and Eastern mysticism is that that everything evolved slowly, that there is that great sort of consciousness out there, that a God energy, that impersonal force out there, and over eons and eons and eons of time that man slowly developed. And the idea is that there's going to be a quantum leap in evolution consciousness when all the people of Earth today, through meditation and altered states of consciousness, plug into this idea that we are all God, that we are all one with the universe, that that God is one with everything. And of course, this is the idea of globalism. The Bible warned against it. and that this will usher in a one-world leader. But the tragedy, Dr. Stan, is that hundreds and thousands in the Christian faith don't even believe that there is a battle out there, that the supernatural exists, that there is an enemy, that Satan is attacking God's people and God. They don't even believe that. So if you don't believe that, it's, you know, Christians, it's easy to see that Christians are just foolish by saying, well, there is a force out there that we can all connect to and attach to, but that force is a force that rebelled against God. They're called the fallen angels, headed up by Satan, and their agenda is to deceive, to murder, to plot against God, to use people, vulnerable people who want to do what's right and good, but to misuse them and misplace them in his own agenda. And so this is what we're going to, in volume two, is going to be very exciting, because it actually shows how this is all coming together in the political nature of many of these Christian religions, the far right, the right, the evangelical so-called right wing, the idea of nationalism and patriotism, all fitting into the Christian agenda. Well, of course, all this took place with Hitler's Third Reich movement, when he got the churches to be involved in an ecumenical plan of all the churches could bring in the kingdom on earth, bring in Hitler's kingdom, and we're seeing it all play out again. And it's incredible that people are so blind. I suppose there's none so blind as those who won't see. But hopefully their eyes will be opened with Wide as the Gate, the emerging new Christianity, new DVD, and they can at least see the history, what it was rooted in, the foundation of this belief system, and understand that there is a spiritual force out there, and then see where it's taking us to.
Well, who do we have a caller? Quickly, who's on the line?
Lisa?
Yes, go right ahead. Do you have a question for our guest?
So yeah, I was listening to the radio, and I recognize your voice. I have Wide as the Gate, and I'm in sales and have been exposed to a lot of the law of attraction, and it was always described as.
Could our speaker talk a little louder? I'm so sorry, I can't hear her.
Oh, she's just saying she's been in sales and exposed to the law of attraction. You know.
Oh, okay.
Go right ahead, Lisa.
I wonder if you could address that, because it's always been taught as it's a law, just like the law of gravity. But after watching your video, I'm not sure that that's really a true law.
Very good. Well done you in being able to discern. Well, it is a law in a sense, but it's not a law that is based in ultimate well-being. The idea of the law of attraction is that we, through our thoughts, can attract positive thinking. Now, just logically think about that. If all of us in the world don't want tsunamis, don't want earthquakes, don't want natural disasters, surely if we all think about it, they won't happen. But in reality, they do happen. So it really doesn't mind how much, it doesn't matter how much we try to twist our mind into what is called positive thinking, because what it is still doing is putting faith in my faith. Putting faith in my own thinking, that my own thinking, that I so believe in my God-divinity potential, that I think I have the power to change lives all around
me. We're out of time. God bless both of you. Thanks so much for calling, and we'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and Wide is the Gate, an excellent, excellent DVD. It's available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry all of Carol's other DVDs. We make them available. We have, of course, Bob Fletcher's DVDs. We have all sorts of DVDs there that you need to get to understand what's going on in the world today. Now, we do produce some of our own. Certainly, I suggest My Talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness on DVD, the Forbidden Secret, The Dark Secret, The World Revolution, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. We could go down the list, but you can find them by going to our website at RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like one of our catalogs, we'd be glad to send it to you. But the information is there. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand what we're really up against. Certainly, we carry the wonderful book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby. Small little book, inexpensive. Changed my life 30 years ago when I first read it. It will change yours as well, because it takes you into this other spirituality, not imaginary, very real, and there is a battle on today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. But if you don't understand what the battle is all about, and your minister is preaching a false gospel, you're not even going to know it. We have a lot of wonderful ministers who actually support what we do, and many of them actually contribute financially from their meager income to keep Radio Liberty on the air, and we do appreciate that. We appreciate all of the people who are supporting our effort to make people aware of what's really going on in the world. You can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help Radio Liberty financially, and we know so many people are out of work today having difficulties, well, our telephone number is, we just simply ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. We hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope you'll want to get my interviews with Constance Cumby, who is a lawyer back in Detroit. I've been doing this for 30 years, but we have a 4-CD set, The Aquarian Conspiracy. The Aquarian Conspiracy, my interviews, 4 interviews with Constance as she lays out the whole foundation for this conspiracy against God. We have a wonderful DVD, her talk she gave at our conference called The Emergence, about the coming world leader, and believe me, he's coming. Everything points to the fact we're going into a war with a Muslim world. What points in that direction, why we're behind all of these revolutions that are taking place over there. We are at war with Yemen today. We are at war with Libya today, overthrowing their governments so we can replace them with new governments, which will be controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. Then we're going to unite the whole Muslim world, and then we're going to war with the Muslim world, and we will finance that just like we financed the Nazis. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we financed the Nazis. We financed the communists. We're financing the worldwide terrorist movement and Al-Qaeda today, and we'll be financing the enemy as we move into World War III. Well, get our information. Go to RadioLiberty.com, our website. Listen on a regular basis. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, protection. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and warfare, holy place.